to past baggage. She has cut the ties to past addictions. She has cut the ties of yesterday. And Lord, we have stepped out of yesterday with her. And we're doing what's right today with her. And we're looking forward to acknowledging a new day tomorrow with her. And Father, we just pray right now for a changing of time. We request favor. But we know all the well, God, that your direction is by you and her steps are guided by you. And whatever you have in line, whatever you desire, we will follow through with it and we will pursue you continually. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Casey Elliott will bless you. His church is Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, church at 11, and then again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. They have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evenings at 7 and Bible study on Thursday evening at 7. And the Refuge Church is 3 miles west on Highway 152. That's from downtown Sayre, Oklahoma, where the traffic light is. And they have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday evening Bible study at 7, and youth at 7. If you'd like to know more exactly maybe where and what to look for. Actually, their church is inside. It's a beautiful little chapel they've built inside a barn 3 miles west of Sayre. Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will be happy to see you there, and you can call her at 729-0956 if you have any further questions. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
We almost had let us pray, but we are not ready. We are ready to hear more about all or almost. We don't want to almost hear the message. We want to hear all the message.
Got to hear it all. You know, I feel this is such a different message, even for me, in the way that I'm preaching it or the way that I'm teaching it. I want you to understand that we have to conquer the almost mentality. We've got to get past the almost mentality. Because we need to get into the all mentality, to where we give it all to God. God is an almighty God. God wants to bless us completely. And we have unfinished dreams, and we have unfinished desires and unfinished passions. They're incomplete. Now, I've chosen a particular story in 2 Samuel chapter 19, where this very wealthy man by the name of Brasilia, he's 80 years old. And he gets an opportunity to go live with King David back in Jerusalem where he wants to go. But he says, no, I don't want to go. I'm happy with what I've had, and I'm happy with where I'm at, and I want to stay here. I don't want the blessings of the king. I'd rather share the blessings of the king with somebody else. And this young man that he has turned this over to is just a servant that we don't hear about him very many times, but a quite amazing thing begins to take place. We don't hear in 2 Samuel any more mention of this young man by the name of Kimham. And I'm probably saying that wrong. I never can say those names right. Kim Ham. Brasilia sent Kim Ham in his place. He said, let him go. David said, fine, whatever you want, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Kim Ham with me. I'm going to take Kim Ham into my palace, and I'm going to bless him. And I want you to know today that when you give almost to God, you're going to get blessings. There's going to be blessings, and you're going to think they're great blessings, and God pours them back to you. I don't want you to think that if you ever give anything to God that it goes unnoticed. You can give a little bit to God, and it goes noticed. He takes care of it. He blesses you completely. And he that's just what God does. But he blesses you according to that amount that the way you give. What you give will be given back to you. We find scriptures about that over and over and over again. So when you give everything to God, when you make that sacrifice and you give a complete service to God, what is it that God's going to be able to give back to you? He opens doors to the all instead of the almost. He begins to grant you all healing, all deliverance, all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all understanding. The Bible tells us over and over again about the all. It is all available to us if we'll just get into that. Brasilia sent Kim Ham in his place. And once he sent him in his place, we don't hear much anything else about him until 300 years later. Mm-hmm. 300 years later, we see this man's name appear in the Bible once again. You find him in the book of Jeremiah. We read the story of some men who are fleeing from the king of Babylon. They're escaping slavery. They're escaping captivity. They're escaping. They're going back into Jerusalem. They're going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And they're tired, and they're weary, and they're wore out. And they begin to find this little place outside of Jerusalem. And the name of the place is Garuth Kimham. It's found in Jeremiah 41:17. Verse 17 says this. Oh, man, my thing did it again. Hold on. Jeremiah 41:17. And they went on, stopping at Garuth Kimham near Bethlehem on their way to Egypt to escape the Babylonians. This is the first time we hear about them. Now, Garuth Kimham means this, the inn of Kimham, I-N-N, the inn or the staying place or the lodge of Kimham. And it's the inn near Bethlehem. Now, this is where I wanted to take you to. You don't ever know the full extent of what the all really is of what you can do for Jesus. Hang on. I want you to get this. When Mary and Joseph are traveling into Bethlehem, they come into a place where they need an inn for the night. Mm-hmm. It's a short distance into Jerusalem. They stay at this one little place. I'm just speculating. I don't have a lot of proof. But it's based off of very interesting facts. Kim Ham accepted David's invitation and was blessed by David. He received, apparently, some property near David's hometown of Bethlehem. Kim Ham established an inn near Bethlehem that was mentioned more than 300 years later in the Bible. 600 years after that, the baby Jesus was born in an inn in that same city. Can you take for just a moment? We may not have the full facts or documents after 600 years have passed. We don't know the extent of the all that you can do if you give it all to Jesus today. If you give it all to God today, what can come from that? You have to get past the almost and say, you know what? I'm giving it all because I don't know the full extent. We don't know if the Lord's going to tarry. I know all of us in my heart, I'm praying, Lord, come quickly. Mm-hmm. I feel an urgency that the Lord's coming. We're not taking any of this stuff with us anyway, so why not give it all to him now? Give it all to him, give it all to him, give it all to him. Who knows what's going to come from this? Who knows what's going to happen from this? Brasilia went almost with David. But all we find and hear about Brasilia is he kept his own, and he died in his own, and he stayed with his own. But the man that he sent, Kimham, went with David, and he received from David a greater blessing. And he received the all, the completion, even to the place of bringing the Savior into the world. When we give our all, it not only changes our life, but it impacts the generations that are to come. When we give our all, it not only influences what we're going through today, but it affects the next generation, the histories of the things that are to come. Don't be stuck in the almost. I almost affected the next generation. Don't be that person. Be the person that says, I affected the all of the next generation. Mm-hmm. I'm a part of it. When we give our almost, nothing changes. Nothing really is impacted. When we give our almost, what really becomes the difference changer? I can sit here this morning and begin to list for you names of missionaries, one right after another, that gave their all. If you come out to our church, and you're more than welcome, we invite you personally, come out to our church. And if you don't go to any other church, come on out. If you go to your church, go to your church. That's fine. That's great. I hope your church has a mission board or a mission wall. I don't know. I say our church, we have a mission wall. You come into our door from into our service, into our foyer, and you go down what we call the north entryway of our foyer, and one whole wall is dedicated to our missionaries. And we have all of our missionaries that are listed there that have given their all. They have left family. They have left security. And I want to tell you, in the last 3 years, it has been basically a nightmare for many of our missionaries. And I say 3 years because it started in 2019. Here in America, we didn't feel the repercussions till 2020, but many of our missionaries were locked down in 2019. They already knew that they couldn't go. They already knew that they weren't able to leave. Many of our missionaries were receiving notices, and I go back and I can see prayer list that I gave in 2019 that said, please pray for our missionaries because they have been entered into their home in the early hours of the morning, the 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. of the morning, and they're saying, just get what you can get in a suitcase. You need to go. And they were moving them out of those third world countries, even in 2019. In 2020, they were told, you can't go back into the church that you started. You can't go back to the mission family that you have began. You can't go back to there. And these missionaries were crying and weeping and trying to send money and trying to get things established. In 2021, their visas ran out and they weren't able to get back into the country unless they renewed their visas. But the visas weren't being welcomed to being reopened to go back in. And they had to reapply for visas. And it's just been a nightmare to get back into them. Some of them right now, since 2019, the doors are just now opening up to where they can get back into those countries. And I want to tell you, my heart just goes overwhelmed when I see a young couple that now have a kid or two kids that's been reestablished in their home, and they're saying, it doesn't matter. We surrender all. We leave their house. They're leaving their house here, their money here, everything here. And they're going back into those countries just to preach about a man named Jesus that can save your soul, change your life, and make you whole. Just to tell the story about a man that can walk on water, that lived on this earth, that can heal your body completely, about a man that can save your soul completely. Not almost get rid of all the sin, but all completely get the sin out of your life. That can wash you from all iniquity, can cleanse you from all your sin, that can write your name in the Lamb's book of life, can write your name in the book of life in heaven. Ah, man, let me tell the story about a man that took the nails in the palm of his hand. The Old Testament said that our name is engraved in his hand. Mm-hmm. Well, all the new technology today, they say, no, the nails weren't in the palm of his hand. The nails were in his wrist. And if that's what you want to go, that's okay. If that's where you want to believe, I'm okay. I'm not going to argue about that. I prefer to look at the Old Testament. It says my name is engraved in the palm of his hand. Do you know how my name was engraved in the palm of his hand? My name was written in the palm of Jesus' hand with a nail, a spike, that nailed him to an old rugged cross. And he won't forget me. He will not forsake me. He will not leave me. He's my Savior, my Redeemer, my hope, my joy, my peace. Not part of the way, not some of the way, not almost the peace, not almost the joy, but He is my complete joy, my complete peace, my complete hope. He is everything to me. I give birth to Jesus in my heart. Ooh, come on now. I give birth to Him because I surrendered to Him. I followed the King. The King gave me a piece of land. It was my heart. I have the right to live the way that I want to live, but I surrender it to Him. And He comes and He births Himself inside of my heart and He changes me. I give birth to that Savior that makes a full change in my life, a complete change in my life. I'm not almost, but I'm all the way. I'm not an almost Christian. I'm an all the way Christian. I'm a complete Christian. I don't serve Jesus just on Sunday morning. I don't serve Jesus just on Sunday night. I don't serve Jesus just on Wednesday. I serve Jesus 100% of the time. Amen. If the doors are open, I want to be in a place gathered together with others of like precious faith, worshiping Him. We worship openly. We worship completely. I don't want to worship Jesus just part of the way. I don't want to be one of those saints. I'm not pointing a finger. I just don't want to be one of those saints that come in and sit on the pew and say, well, I'm glad that y'all enjoyed worship. No, I'm going to worship Jesus. Amen. I may not know the song. Thank you for putting the words up on the wall. I can read them that way. Thank you for creating the music that makes me want to tap my toes and clap my hands. I want to worship God. It can be an old hymn. I love those old hymns. I get lost in those old hymns, but I get lost in the new words. I get lost in the new courses. I don't want to be an almost worshiper. The Bible tells me in the Gospel of John that God is looking for worshipers who will worship Him in complete truth and honesty, complete spirit and honesty. I'm looking for that all the way. I want to worship Him all the way, not part of the way. I can tell you right now, I'm just saying it to you. Husbands, men of God, listen to me. Your wife does not want an almost husband.
That's right.
They want a complete, full, all-out husband. And you can't be an all-out husband if you don't have God in your life and you're not the priest of your household. The priest of your household is not a ruler-dominator. He is a prayer warrior and a worshiper of God. And he brings that prayer and that worship and that peace back into the household. I can tell you, wives, listen to me, wives. Don't you be smart-aleck right now. Mm-hmm. Your husband don't want an almost wife. He wants your support. He doesn't just need it. He wants it. He craves and desires that companion that he married that will support him and be his right-hand person. He wants an all-in wife. He wants that. Your children, mom and dad, your children don't want an almost parent. They want an all-in parent. They want you to direct them. They want you to correct them. Just listen to that, please. They want you to direct them. They want you to correct them. They want your advice. They want your help. They want your guidance. They need you to be an all-in parent, an all-in parent. And I'll end it like this. Jesus does not want you to be an almost Christian. He wants you to be an all-in Christian. Be a Kim Ham that says, I'll go with you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll live wherever you want me to live. I'll provide whatever you want me to provide. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm a servant of the King. Just give me the word, and here I am with you today. God wants you to be all in for Him. Not an almost, but an all Christian. Complete, full, all in. Let me pray for you today. I just want to end with this kind of prayer. Just listen to this prayer today. Father God, I don't know why, but I feel an urgency in my heart that somebody heard this message today and they're prompted to become a missionary. I want to speak to that person's soul and that person's heart for just a moment. And Lord, I want to encourage them. And I pray, Lord, that you'll tap them on the shoulder and you'll speak to them again. Let them know, Lord, let them know right where they are that you are the one calling them to the mission field, that you have a place, you have a family that you want to reach. But you can't reach them unless that person goes to that place. Father, I pray that you just inspire them and encourage them right now to be all in for your glory. And Father, I pray for everyone that hears this word today, for all that would hear this message, that we won't be an almost Christian, but we'll be an all-out Christian. We'll be the person that says, yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll provide. Yes, I'll be the one. Yes, I'll establish. Lord, I want to see what's going to happen. It may not happen in my lifetime that I see the fruits of all the ministry, but it will happen because the word of God will not return void and the work of God will not go unnoticed by the kingdom of God. Let the blessings of God flow to every heart, every life, and every person. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. If you missed any part of this, I believe we kept it on Facebook all the way through. If you have to go back and listen on our website, it may have had a couple of little glitches in it where I went from live to recording, back to recording, off recording. But, oh my goodness, God is so good. And as Pastor Kevin said, just, you know, look at yourself. Are you giving your all or is it almost? And as you mentioned, and we've seen this happen so many times lately, we don't know when the day is coming. And I'm like you. Sometimes I say, Lord, I'm just being selfish because I know you want everyone out there to be saved, but I'm ready.
Yes.
And then I feel guilty because I know there's some that's not ready.
Yes.
Yeah. But don't be the one that just gives your almost. Give it your all. Pastor Kevin, thank you for coming in today. A great lesson that you shared with us. If you did miss any part, we'll have it posted over on our Facebook, over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com. I had a call this morning from one of our faithful listeners who's a mail carrier, and he said he'd lost his app. And I didn't think to tell him at the time, if you can't get your app back up, but I think it's on Paragon Communications, I believe it's still there, but you can always go to your online, your internet online, or whatever you call it, and type in therockchristianmusic.com, and then you can go to listen live, or if it's after the program's over, you can go to the Hour of Power on there and then click on the day that you want to that you missed or that
I
you
think
want
the
to
word you're
to.
Looking for is search engine.
Thank
you can
you.
Go to your search engine and search the rockchristianmusic.com.
Okay.
therockchristianmusic.com
I
and you
know.
Can find it on your search.
On
Isn't
my,
that what it is?
On my phone it's this little thing.
Yeah. I love it. It's this little thing. On mine, it's this little thing. On this one, it's your search engine of choice, whatever it may be.
Okay.
Search engine of choice.
Boy, these big words, I'm telling you, I'll never get them all learned. That's a big word,
yes,
search
you will.
Engine.
Yes, you will.
Every time I say something like that, Pastor Kevin, about, oh, my gosh, I'll never get this done, I think, I have the mind of Christ. I
That's right.
I telling myself
That's
I have
right.
the mind of Christ.
You can do all things through.
All
yeah,
things.
You know who we're talking about right there. I hope my brother's listening.
From me, Neva, from Sue, from Pastor Kevin, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow.
God bless.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music. And take us with you everywhere.